Well, it's Wednesday, and so our daily challenge for today focuses on applying what we've been learning in Scripture and seeing how it might challenge or change us, even in the midst of our busy lifestyle. We've been looking this week at Jesus' saying, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." I introduced on Monday the story of the radio hosts in Australia who pretended to be the Queen and Prince Charles and called the hospital where Will and Kate were probably going through a difficult time. These radio hosts claimed that they never thought they would actually get through to the hospital, or least of all to the nurse who was caring for Kate. And their charade actually got quite out of hand and, as you probably know, ended in tragedy for one of the nurses involved. Well, this has to do with how Jesus connects the pure heart with those who will see God. Think of it like that hospital telephone line. With God, those with an impure heart can never get through, and it's not because there's some kind of cosmic nurse at the door, like Saint Peter, who's trying to stop people who are pretending from getting in. No, instead, it's a matter of those who are not pure in heart simply don't have God's number. They simply can't get through. God is pure. It's the very definition of purity, of single-heartedness, of single-mindedness. And because of that, he must be surrounded by purity. That would be awfully lonely, because none of us is clean enough on the outside or the inside to even approach God's level of purity, even though we were made for it. But the Bible's clear, those who wear masks, they just don't have God's number. Those with no masks, no roles to play in this charade, with just one heart, with one life devoted to God, they are the ones who can see God. Our problem is that we humans all deal with something called sin. We all deal with this brokenness, this separation from God that's been introduced because of our rebellion against Him. The way one writer in the Bible, Paul, described sin was as a kind of double-mindedness. He said, I don't do the things I want to do, and I do things I don't want to do. We all have that kind of double-mindedness. At its heart is double-heartedness, that we don't have that single pure heart that Jesus says is necessary to see God. The great news is that He does. One writer, John Stott, wrote that the pure in heart have their whole lives, public and private, transparent before others. Their very heart, including their thoughts and motives, is pure, unmixed with anything devious, ulterior, or base. But some people weave round themselves such a tissue of lies that they can no longer tell which part of them is real and which part is make-believe. That so reminded me of these radio hosts who made this tragic phone call. It's almost like in acting like the Queen and Prince Charles, or maybe even just acting like hilarious radio hosts, they forgot about real life. They forgot about who they really were. They were meant to be caring human beings who don't make fun of people who are going through a difficult time, who are scared, having their first child, and things aren't going well and aren't healthy. They forgot that that was reality. And they started to think reality was about getting a laugh and nothing more. Well, Stott, who wrote that quote I just read, went on and he said, "Alone among men, Jesus Christ was absolutely pure in heart, being entirely guileless." See, Jesus came to us. When we were impure, the pure one came to us. That's what Christmas is all about, that God came to earth as a human being. He came as the one pure, true human being. He came as the one human being to walk this earth since the fall, who was actually living the life we were created to live, who was actually truly connected to God. Jesus then died on the cross. Even though he was pure and holy and sinless, he took our sin, that rebellion against God, and took it to the cross, died there, himself being pure in heart alone, so we could receive cleansing from sin cleansing of all our impurities, and see God. Only the pure in heart will see God. Now with the eye of faith, and see his glory later. As Stott said, by his light, his purity, all the shams are burned up. Well, we're going to look at this a little more tomorrow and try to apply it. But for now, a question for you to consider alone or with your group is, what kind of distractions draw Christians away from singleness of heart? Why is this so destructive? Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.